Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. It's the birthday of Seamus Heaney. And so today, we have one of his poems to round out our week's series of ekphrastic poetry. The poem is called A Basket of Chestnuts, and it's a little bit different from the other poems we featured this week, in that it is a poem about a portrait of the poet. In 1973, portraitist Edward McGuire was commissioned to paint Heaney, and he went to visit Heaney at his home, where they had a conversation about what the portrait might look like. The final product was finished the following year and can still be seen in the Ulster Museum in Northern Ireland. And it's a striking portrait. Maguire has sometimes been compared to Hans Holbein in the way that he subtly incorporates symbolic images into his portraits. This portrait of Heaney features blackbirds, which are a significant Northern Irish symbol. Heaney himself is postured in this bent way that conveys poised tension. This is a young Heaney, still early in his career, a lot to accomplish, a lot to prove, and you can sort of see it in his posture, but his set, determined eyes and jawline give you the impression that he's going to pull it off. And he's also got a book in his hands. It's resting on this crisp, creased, and stitched tablecloth. It's really lovely. The book is open maybe a quarter of the way or a third of the way, which maybe is indicative of how much of Heaney's life had been lived already and how much was yet to live, maybe how much of the story of his life was yet to be written. Perhaps by him. Here's the poem. I'll read it once and make a few comments about it and then read it one more time. This is A Basket of Chestnuts, an ekphrastic poem by Seamus Heaney about Edward McGuire's portrait of Seamus Heaney. There's a shadow boost. A giddy, strange assistance that happens when you wing a loaded basket. The lightness of the thing seems to diminish the actual weight of what's being hoisted in it. For a split second, your hands feel unburdened, outstripped, dismayed, passed through. Then just as unexpectedly comes rebound, downthrust, and comeback ratifying you. I recollect this basket full of chestnuts. A really solid gather-up, all drag and luster, all opulent and gravid and golden-boweled as a money bag. And I wish they could be painted, known for what pigment might see beyond them, what the reach of sense despairs of as it fails to reach it, especially the thwarted sense of touch. Since Edward McGuire visited our house in the autumn of 1973, a basket full of chestnuts shines between us, one that he did not paint when he painted me. Although it was what he thought he'd maybe use as a decoy or a coffer for the light he captured in the toe caps of my shoes, but it wasn't in the picture and is not. What's there is comeback, especially for him, in oils and brushwork we are ratified. And the basket shines and boxfire chestnuts gleam where he passed through, unburdened and dismayed. So if you haven't put the pieces together by now, between the reading of the poem and the looking at the portrait, the basket of chestnuts that this poem is about didn't make it into the final portrait. McGuire and Heaney had a conversation about the basket of chestnuts. This is an actual object that had been at Haney's home when McGuire visited him, and McGuire asked if he could have it and use it as a prop in the portrait, perhaps as an object to catch some of the light in the scene. In the final version, though, he decided to omit the chestnuts, thus the line in the middle of the painting, or of the poem, rather, in which the speaker expresses the wish to see them painted. This poem is seven stanzas long, and it is about a physical phenomenon, the whirling up into the air a basket full of whatever, in this case, chestnuts. And that strange moment where you're winging them, as the poem puts it, up into the air, you feel the weight of the basket and the contents. But as soon as the basket gets to the pinnacle of its movement, the basket begins to decelerate, but the objects inside are still carried upward by their momentum, and the hand gripping the basket for a moment no longer feels the weight of the basket and its contents. And then as the momentum reverses, the weight returns in the opposite direction. The whole poem is structured to mirror this phenomenon that is described in the opening stanzas. So that you even see a mirroring of language in the opening stanza or two. You get the description of the basket loaded, and then it becomes light. It seems to diminish. Then there is a split second where your hand feels unburdened, outstripped, dismayed, passed through. And then in the conclusion, as Haney begins to reflect on what McGuire has accomplished in his portrait, there is a comeback, especially for him. And where the down thrust and the comeback are ratifying you in the second stanza, in the final stanza, the oils and brushwork of the finished portrait are ratifying both Haney and the portraitist. And the basket returns. The basket shines and foxfire chestnuts gleam where he, Squire, passed through unburdened and dismayed. So the basket was a real object introduced into the lives of these two men, and then it disappears. It doesn't make the final portrait. It wasn't in the picture and is not. It's no longer something that exists. And yet, it has, since that meeting in 1973, shined between the two of them. It is not, and yet it is, in a real sense. It has emptied of substance and significance, and then been refilled, figuratively speaking, with a new kind of significance. The basket of chestnuts endures because now it is this symbol of what McGuire has seen in Seamus Haney, what he has revealed to Haney about himself, and captured forever in this portrait that is a testament to both men, ratified in oils and brushwork. And so the basket, as a real object, and more importantly, as a symbol, now has this new weight, the weight of metaphor and symbolic meaning. That's such a lovely physical image that Haney, in his genius and seemingly effortless way, is able to put into text and put on the page, even structurally, so that we start with a full basket. In the middle of the poem, we have a basket disappearing. And in the end, we have basket transfigured. Here is a basket of chestnuts one more time. There's a shadow boost, a giddy, strange assistance that happens when you wing a loaded basket. The lightness of the thing seems to diminish the actual weight of what's being hoisted in it. For a split second, your hands feel unburdened, outstripped, dismayed, passed through. Then just as unexpectedly comes rebound, downthrust and comeback, ratifying you. I recollect this basket full of chestnuts, a really solid gather-up, all drag and luster, all opulent and gravid and golden-boweled as a money bag. And I wish they could be painted, known for what pigment might see beyond them, what the reach of sense despairs of as it fails to reach it, especially the thwarted sense of touch. Since Edward McGuire visited our house in the autumn of 1973, a basketful of chestnuts shines between us, one that he did not paint when he painted me. Although it was what he thought he'd maybe use as a decoy or a coffer for the light, he captured in the toe cups of my shoes. But it wasn't in the picture, and is not. What's there is comeback, especially for him. In oils and brushwork, we are ratified. And the basket shines, and foxfire chestnuts gleam where he passed through, unburdened and dismayed. This has been The Daily Poem. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more poetry. You can always listen to past episodes of The Daily Poem or subscribe for regular updates, even show some material support for the show at dailypoempod.substack.com. For all of us here at Goldberg Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.